Listeners, if you're parents or caretakers that are trying to find new books to share with younger people, Carol Roberts, head of Young People Services at Troy Public Library, is here with a couple suggestions for books that talk about feelings and environment and Asian American Pacific Islanders Month in May. So, Carol, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, Bria. Good to be here.
So, Carol, what's your first book today?
My first book is called Little Faces, Big Feelings, What Emotions Look Like, and this is written by Amy Morrison. This is one of our newer books, and I just came across this and was very excited to see this. I do a story time each week, and this is a perfect book for toddlers, getting them comfortable with articulating their feelings or even just understanding what their feelings are.
The cover is interesting because it shows a diverse group of kids with very different facial expressions, six different photos of kids. So it looks like even just having kids identify like which one they're feeling on the cover could be helpful.
Yes. It has clear color photographs throughout. There's actually 10 for each emotion, and each feeling is paired with a brief rhyme and corresponding photos of multiple children in the midst of expressing that emotion. It includes brief discussion questions in the back that are ordered according to age. And it also includes a mirror at the back and a feelings wheel so kids can see what, or you can practice with your child what different emotions look like. And they can see what their faces look like when they may be feeling this. For example, here's one. It said, bored sometimes feels like nothing to do. When someone looks bored, we might try something new. And there's pictures of a bunch of children looking bored or restless. And I think it's great because it lets children know that what they're experiencing is not unusual. And just to be more comfortable with a variety of emotions.
I wonder if this would be especially helpful for autistic children because they have more difficulty reading the expressions and such.
You know, I didn't think about that, but that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, and there's also, I like this particular one about being brave. It says, being brave doesn't mean that you're not afraid. Sometimes things feel scary, but we try anyway. And there's all kinds of things that might be scary. Trying to catch a ball, trying a new kind of food, reaching up high for something and being concerned about maybe falling. But all these things help kids get comfortable. And so I love that. And they're so accessible. But each page, like I said, it'll articulate a particular feeling. And then you see kids in various situations coming to terms with that.
It's a beautiful book. For each two-page spread, the left page is a large photo with just a few words, like the ones she's read. And then the right page is 9 different smaller photos of kids of all different sizes and skin tones. And then the second book?
The second book I have is about Rachel Carson, and it's called Rachel Carson and Ecology for Kids, Her Life and Ideas, with 21 Activities and Experiments. And this is written by Rowena Ray. Rachel Carson's life and accomplishments are presented. But while introducing the concept of ecology, mixed throughout are boxes of information about her contemporaries, including people like Albert Schweitzer and E.B. White, who were big supporters and were of like mind. They wrote about her work and how important it was. But what I really like about this is that it's presented in bits and pieces, so it's easily digestible for kids. And also, intermixed are experiments and activities that kids can do. For example, charting bird migrations. Also, it asks them in some just to sit and be in nature and listen and pay attention. And so it's really encouraging a kind of mindfulness. But it also, what was interesting in this is that Rachel's life, she did quite a lot. You learn about her background and things that you never knew, which was that, of course, her book, Silent Spring, wasn't her only success story. She had other books published prior to that were also successful.
And Silent Spring, as many, probably most listeners know, was one of the big pushes for the environmental movement because it talked about how birds were disappearing because of the effect of DDT on production and growth of eggs.
Well, her book just had a profound effect on people and really drew people to take action. And so it was a pivotal moment in the beginning of the ecological movement.
What year did that book come out?
1962.
So even before Earth Day, a contributor to the movement that brought us Earth Day. What age group would you say the Rachel Carson book is for?
I would say ages 10 and up.
And that's Rachel Carson and Ecology for Kids, Her Life and Ideas with Activities and Experiments. You always pick such interesting books. The next one is?
The next book I have is called My Friend Earth, written by Patricia McLaughlin and illustrated by Francesca Sana. This shows Earth as a brown-skinned girl who's actually a giant, and it's full of a soft color palette of peach, sage, and turquoise, which really makes it a soothing kind of read when combined with McLaughlin's very lyrical prose. There are die cuts and curved flaps, which are interspersed throughout, and they really add interest as her story unfolds over the course of a year and really shows a connectedness between all aspects of nature, both living and inert.
Now, when she says they're die cuts, it's like each page has a different curve to it, and there's a butterfly cutout where you see on one page, and then you flip the page, and there's a different kind of cutout. This must be expensive to produce.
Oh, I would imagine so, very much.
But it certainly is beautiful.
I love this. Here's a passage, just a short one I'll read. The tundra where the reindeer graze for moss, and the glistening ice where the young polar bear pads on mittened feet.
So it's showing that same dark-skinned girl traveling through the earth or being the earth. And the pictures, the colors are just incredible.
Yeah, it really depicts how she cares for us. And so you really do get a sense of the connectedness of us all through nature.
And what age group would you say this is for?
Ages 3 to 7.
3 to 7, yeah, because there's less text and wonderful pictures. So it's between the picture book for sort of pre-verbal or pre-readers and the Rachel Carson book. And the title again is My Friend Earth. And you said you have one more?
One more. And this last book, of course, is my favorite. This is a new book we just got. It's called Tokyo Night Parade. And it's a story by J.P. Takahashi, and the art is by Minako Tamagahara. This is about a little girl participating in the night parade, which is a tradition in Japan. And it's a parade of 100 demons, and she is with her dog and a friendly froggy kind of spirit known as a kappa. And you'll notice the illustrations are Disney-esque, and there's lots of lush violets and purples. And you can see what I mean about it being Disney-esque. It looks like a movie tie-in edition from a Disney film. But look at the color. The colors are just striking. You've got corals, brilliant corals and purples.
Purples and magentas and other pinks and mountains in the distance and kids in the front. It is beautiful.
And the demons are adorable. They're not scary at all.
So we're not talking vampire slayer demons.
Not at all. And so she's this cute little girl. She's Japanese and of African descent as well. And so she's wearing a fox suit. I forgot the name for it, but there's a name in Japanese for this type of garment. And so the demons keep asking her when they will see her again. Of course, she's not sure because she lives in New York now. And so she doesn't know when she's next going to be able to come back to Japan. But this is her favorite night of the year. It's just a wonderful story.
And what age group would you say this is for?
Ages 4 to 8.
It's beautiful. And actually, it's for anybody who enjoys beautiful washes of color. Even if you just stop by to look at it in the library, it's beautiful. So those books again were?
The Tokyo Night Parade, My Friend Earth, Rachel Carson and Ecology for Kids, Her Life and Ideas with 21 Activities and Experiments, and Little Faces, Big Feelings.
Thanks a lot. That was Carol Roberts, Head of Young People Services at Troy Public Library. For more information, you can go to the website thetroylibrary.org or stop by the library at 100 2nd Street in Troy. But be warned, it is a large plywood encasement of the library because of work going on, but the library will be open and they have signs to get you to the door. Carol, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bria.